Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Valerie Parker with the Soul of a Woman Foundation, and I'd like to personally invite you to join me for my 7th annual 2-day retreat for men and women, September 13th and 14th at the beautiful Fort Lauderdale Marriott on the beach. Yes, we are walking in purpose, and I brought some friends along. I have a fashion show with Styles Our Way and Opportune Events. Speakers, Alan McDougall, Danielle Knox, Dee Thompson, Dr. Clarence Granick, and entertainer Melba Spears. We have a signature rap session. It won't be complete without our 70s party. You may register at www.fromthesoulofawoman.com or call us at 954-724-0900. I'll see you there.
Well, good evening. This is another Hot Topics from the Soul, and I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker. I am so excited. We're counting down to Soul Retreat 2013. We have so much going on now in between then, and this is the season of change. You know, Shirley, oftentimes we run into oppositions in our life because we refuse to change, but it's our time, it's our season. So I have with me my co-host, Shirley Carter, on the line. Shirley, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. I am also an entrepreneur and the author myself. Thank you for joining us this evening.
You know, I've written 4 books, Shirley, for those that are joining me for the very first time. My 4 books include From the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt, and I started out with that book, and it was the Soul Collection that prompted the foundation, the Soul of a Woman Foundation, where I talk about my life and how I came into the marriage that I was in for the 19 years and how it was domestic violence that thrust me into my purpose. And, you know, even in that, it's changed, the season of change. Had I not been willing to change, had I not been willing to, you know, walk away from what people thought was normal. And what I mean by normal is normal to a lot of people was being married, not divorced. Once you had children, you in it for the long haul, all good, bad, or ugly. And I was going to stick it out even if it cost me my life, and it almost did. But I wanted to change. And we go through seasons in our life where enough is enough. And everybody has their level of enough. And I thank God for what I went through. People ask me, if I had my life to live over again, what would I do different? And I said nothing, because it has ordered my path and my steps to make me who I am now. Had I not gone through 19 years of marriage with that individual and 17 of those been domestic violence, I would not have been able to be on this path. I wouldn't have written the 4 books I wrote. I wouldn't have been able to become an entrepreneur and start my own businesses and generating wealth. You know, our wealth is based on our ability to think. So I was able to think of ways to generate income, because there's no way on a regular 9-to-5 I'd be able to put 4 children through college and then had 4 of them in college at one time. Oh, my God, when I think about it, it was nobody but the Lord, Shirley. So
I know.
I'm thankful. I am so thankful for the path that I have taken, and I know I wouldn't change anything. What about you, Shirley?
I know. You know, when you talk about the journey that we've gone through the years and some of the things that have happened in our life that were beyond our control, because I am also a survivor of domestic violence as well as substance abuse and multiple health issues. But I wouldn't change a thing either. And I was, you know, so moved when you said that, because that is my same thought pattern as well, that I wouldn't change a thing because of that path. It has paved the way for the future and the present that I have today in my life, and where I came from to see where I'm at today, being an entrepreneur, have multiple businesses, and an author, you know, a speaker. I mean, that alone is something in my wildest imagination. I'd never dreamed I would be here today and even co-hosting this show with you. And I was telling you earlier today how I am so blessed that God has put people like you in my life, and that your walk and your journey, never knowing that our paths would cross, but here we are today. I mean, you're one of my best friends, and it's like God knew the path we would take to walk in our purpose that He designed us for. And like minds, and iron sharpening iron. Val, you say that so often, and I tell you all the time, I commend you, I bow to you, my queen, my sister, in all that you've gone through, because when you think of it in the cardinal mind, how can a person of your stature, and not just physically, I'm talking about a woman, go through so much, but shine so bright in the eyes of so many, and you've helped so many people. You're always giving. It's just amazing. Just amazing. And Val, one of the things, you talk about your children. And not only did you put them through college, but we're talking master level college. It's not just one getting an associate or that bachelor. We're talking master's. That in itself. And then you, a PhD. Don't forget you.
Yeah, I forget. I always forget about that. I say I've been in the habit of saying Dr. Valerie Parker, but, my friends and close inner circle know me as Val. I'm always Val. So, and I thank God for that because, and you talk about the giving aspect of it, and that's why I do Soul Retreat, because I want so much for individuals to be empowered. I want so much for them to create that shift, that paradigm shift in their life where they see themselves above where they are right now. When you look in the mirror every day and you wash your face and you brush your teeth, it's like, okay, it's got to be more. I remember the day when I was going to get my divorce. And I tell the story about how I got up that morning. I was happy and excited that I was going and finally closing that door because, as I said, 17 years I was a victim of domestic violence, but those 2 years we were in limbo waiting for the divorce to be finalized. And I tell you, it was one of the most painful times of my life because, when you've been with somebody half of your childhood, basically your teenage life, and moving in, shifting into adulthood, and that person is no longer there, but yet you see that it's not like he died, but it's almost like a death because you see them walking around and the flaunting of the women and all that in front of you, and you can't say anything. So it was very painful, but when it came the time to finalize, I got up, I was so excited. I said, wow, I'm getting ready to shift in my state. I will no longer be Valerie Parker, the wife. I will be Valerie Parker, single, with 4 children. And I didn't know what the next state was going to be, but I knew it was a season of change. I didn't know what that change was going to be, but I was looking forward to it. And I was standing erect with my chest standing out saying, hello, world, here I come. But then when I walked down the hall and got ready to turn the knob, I crumbled. I fell. I was so overwhelmed, and it seemed like the whole 19 years had came before me, and I was in so much pain, so much brokenness, that I began to weep uncontrollably, my makeup all smeared and everything, and I cried for a while. I mean, from the pit of my belly, I hollered, and then I got up and I shook myself. I went back in the bathroom. I washed my face. And this time I walked down that hallway proud. and with my head hanging high, saying, I'm passing from death into life. That's what it was for me. It was a season of change from death into life, because at that point, I realized that those 2 years had passed and I had done it. I had made it on my own with me and my children. Yes, I was homeless for 3 months, but I arrived. I made it. I did it. And surely I would be able to go forth the rest of the journey. So this is why I do what I do with Soul Retreat, because a lot of people aren't that bold and have that independence of accepting that change, that shift that occurs, because a lot of times you're thrusted into change, not willingly, but you're just like thrown into it, and you don't know how you're going to make it, and you become overwhelmed. Some people fall into depression. Some people commit suicide. Some get reckless and start drinking or using drugs. I worked. That was my feeding fuel. I worked. I looked at my children, and I wanted so much more for them that I decided I'd rather put in the work so that their lives could be different, so that their lives could be changed, not knowing at that time that God had even a greater call for me, which was imparting into the lives of thousands of people across the country. I was sharing with you tonight that I was looking at my rating chart for the last 2 years that I've been on the air on Blog Talk Radio. I've had over 52,000 people have played one or more of my shows. 52,000 people. That's a lot of people who, because especially after I was in the courtroom with my ex, and he told me, gone, nobody will ever know your name. The only reason why people even know you exist is because of me. And I looked at that tonight, I was like, wow, almost 59,000 people know my name.
Yeah.
And because of that, I am so grateful and so thankful. I have another guest on the show tonight. Her name is Michelle McKeel, and she is a contributing writer for Out and About Palm Beach Lifestyle magazine. Michelle, are you there?
I am here. Good evening. Good evening, and thank you for having me.
I am delighted to have you, and we've been playing hitting and missing a lot.
Yes.
Over the last couple of days, and I said to you, you've been trying to catch up with me to do an interview with me, and I said, well, why don't you join me on my show, and then we can go from there, and what you don't get from me, you can ask me, and that way it'll be a nice twist, too, because some things the listening audience don't know that I haven't shared.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm truly impressed by everything I've heard so far.
So tell me about you. How did you get into this, and is this a season of change for you? Is this how a part of a shift that's occurring in your life right now?
Are you speaking regarding the magazine or just in general?
Yes. The magazine and in general. How did you get into writing? How did you know that this is something you wanted to do?
Well, I've always enjoyed writing. It's always something that I've loved since I was a child, because I'm still quite young, I think. But since I was quite much, much younger, I've always enjoyed writing. I always feel like when I write, it takes me into another world. I'm able to escape from wherever I'm going through, and I'm just there. So that has always been like the motivating factor for me to write. I write my feelings, I write what I think people may be going through, and I just enjoy writing. This year in particular, though, I would say yes, it's definitely a year of change in that way, in which we began this magazine, Palm Beach Lifestyle. I was talking about Palm Beach Lifestyle magazine. And the main feature is not only discuss things happening in Palm Beach, really, but in all three counties, Palm Beach, Broward indeed. And the goal is also to focus on different charities in the area that we believe that has great impact in the community. And I actually was speaking with, I was interviewing Benisa for her dance group, and she mentioned you. And immediately I thought I had to speak with you. And I went ahead and I started researching, and I saw a little bit about you. And I, because I've always had something for domestic violence. Not that I particularly was abused or that I know anyone who has, but I always believe in empowering not just women, but anyone in particular. But as we all know, that that often happens mostly with women. And then I reached out to you, and you were just, I was impressed from the beginning. And I knew that this is something that has to be told. I mean, of course, I know that you have a platform that you speak on, but I am just in appalled. I'm appalled that, you know, I'm listening to your stories right now, both you and Shirley's, and I just can't wait to learn more. And thank you very much for having me.
Yes, and you mentioned Benicia Forte. I mean, she is an extraordinary woman. I remember when she started her dance studio at Etrocity. Always get a tongue tied. And I remember the struggle and the work that she put into it, the passion for those young children, you know, to teach them dance. And she will be performing at Soul Retreat. So those of you that plan on attending or have not heard of Benicia Forte, I mean, she is so extraordinary. If you're not a friend of hers on Facebook, you know, click on her Facebook page and like her so that you can learn more about her and what she offers to young adults, young children up to young adults. I've seen her performances, and it's extraordinary. Shirley, I also had a television interview today that I did with the WRPB-ITV. And I was being interviewed and asking about the retreat, and I had the opportunity to share my story with the owners of the station. And, you know, only to find out that they also know individuals or have been a part of domestic violence and sexual abuse and things themselves. And that just let me know that I'm on the right path doing what I do, because so many people are broken. I said last week that we have so many people with broken wings who've not had their wings repaired, and they're not restored in their emotions. And what happens is when they don't feel like there's a lifeline, then they wind up taking their life because there's no oxygen, there's no way for them to fly, so they just stand still dormant, and because they're standing still, they feel like life is over. We see people taking their lives, whether they are rich or poor, it doesn't matter. Depression doesn't have a criteria, so to speak. And you say, well, why would someone take their life if they have money? Well, money can't buy you happiness. Money can't make things go away. It'll make you feel good every now and then, but at the end of the day, when you go in your home and there's only you and those four walls, then depression sets in, and that's where the brokenness and the emptiness comes in, and it's like, well, you know, why am I here? Well, when you learn how to walk in your purpose, you will discover how you are here, and I've written a book, Unlimited Possibilities, Walking in Purpose. And I wrote that book because as I moved from glory to glory, as I elevated in my emotions, the shedding of, you know, old Valerie into the new Valerie and liberated, I start writing. So, Michelle, that's what I do. When I'm liberated, I write. And I started with Soul from the Soul of a Woman, Love Shouldn't Hurt. As I said earlier in the show, that's, you know, the beginning of my story, the beginning of my journey. And then I wrote Unveiling Secrets from the Heart, Forgiving Your Past to Free Your Future, because As I journeyed and would go out and speak, I had women come up to me and say, I wouldn't put up with that. I don't know why you stayed in a situation that long. It couldn't have been me. And it troubled me, it bothered me. And I couldn't understand it, and it was insulting and hurting at times to hear people say that, being insensitive. But, you know, you can't see the picture when you're in the frame, when you're in the midst of that storm, when you're in the midst of it, all you're thinking about is survival, and that's where I was. I was in survival mode. So when you say you wouldn't take that or wouldn't put up with that, I was one of those people on the outside, too, that said, oh, no man would ever put their hand on me. Oh, I wouldn't be so in love with an individual that I deny who I am. Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. But there I was. I found myself in that situation. And you say, well, Valerie, how could that happen? Well, you know, I was a Christian. I married a pastor, so that made me a pastor's wife, a first lady. We had members in our church, and those members looked to me and my husband. So how could I tell them or let them know that this person that you're elevating, that you're looking to for spiritual guidance, is beating me? First of all, I didn't even know there was a word for it, what I was going through. I didn't know that people live lives, the life that I was living on a daily basis. I thought I was the only one going through that trauma. So being that I didn't know it existed, I stayed in it because I was too embarrassed and ashamed of the fact that it was going on. Then I wrote Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities, because in the midst of that transition, in the midst of walking away from that relationship and then, you know, getting my footing, forgiving those who offended me, forgiving those who I felt, you know, were heartless and made their snide comments and remarks, I realized that I had to free myself and then free my children. And in doing so, I wrote Restored Vessels, Young Adults Overcoming Adversities, because just like we go through situations, they go through situations too. And I think if more parents paid attention to their children, not what's on the exterior, but what's going on inside their minds to tap into their soul, I believe that a lot of children would be better individuals had the connection with the parent like they should. We're already walking and living against the odds because a lot of us have single-parent homes. There are not two parents in the home. The father is absent, and studies have shown that the absentee of a father makes that child at risk where they lash out. They're more apt to be on drugs, drop out of school, and commit murder. So We actually need to pay attention to what's going on in our children's life. In the last 2 weeks, we had Dr. Sandy Murphy, who was talking about the bullying and the suicide and the incest, and Priscilla Dames this past week, she was talking about the educational system and the bullying that's going on and the sexting and all that is going on. So those of you that are listening for the first time or missed the last two shows, please, please, please replay them. Play them and send it, forward it to a friend so that they can listen to the show, because I'm sure it will liberate and help individuals. And then Unlimited Possibilities is because, you know, I think all of us have went through some financial trauma and loss in the last 6-7 years. But in the midst of it, I know God has kept me, and I know he's kept you all because you're on the line. And Shirley, me and you, we've been holding each other up. And we get on here every week and talk to the audience.
Yeah.
But yet we have our personal battles. We have our personal trials that we're going through. We're holding on, trying to, you know, get to the next level. But it's a season of change. It's a season of change.
It is.
And it's shifting. It's shifting. It's shifting. I feel the shift in the atmosphere. And, you know, our latter days are going to be so much better than our former days. and I'm excited about that.
I'm excited about all the possibilities. And every day, I look at every day as a new opportunity. So I don't get up with the woe me syndromes and, you know, what happened yesterday, because I can't change yesterday. So I wake up with and thank God for a new opportunity to make a change, to walk in my purpose, to fulfill my dreams, and be the person that He wants me to be. And I ask God every day, if I can help just one person, then my day has not been lived in vain. Now, when I talk about helping one person, Val, I'm not talking about necessarily helping them physically or financially. I can help them emotionally. But with doing so, if I can lead one person or give them a leg up, not a handout, but a leg up, so they can move into their purpose. And you talk about the journey that we've taken and what has gone on in the last few years, and everything is, you know, shifting. I mean, not only are people shifting emotionally, financially, and physically, the whole world is shifting. The climate is shifting. There is a shift in the air. You hear more season blending together in countries, and even especially I see the seasons here that we're beginning to blend together, that our winters are more like our falls are more like our late summers, you know, everything is shifting. Our springtime is more like our summertime, because when spring hit us this year, I'm in Michigan, we had temperatures in the 90s in the springtime. That's summer weather. And then we roll into fall. I mean, in summer we had more fall-like weather. And now we're coming up on fall season. We have some hot weather. And I'm just like, everything is shifting. There is a global shift. So everyone needs to get in position to shift and move into the areas that God wants us to be in. And speaking of purpose, the soul retreat, and I was talking with you, Val, earlier this week, and I said, Val, it benefits the Soul of a Woman Foundation, but the attendees, I'm not sure if people are aware that it's not just for survivors of domestic violence. It's for people from all walks of life. No matter what your walk of life is, whether you may be an entrepreneur, a 9-to-5, a housewife, a full-time mom, it doesn't matter what walk of life you're walking in. The soul retreat is to revitalize your soul. You will come there one way, but you will leave it a different way. Because that retreat has so much to offer. And in sharing that with Val, I was able to give her my perspective, because Val lives it. She puts it together. She organizes it. But I'm a person that's on the other side looking at what it is, what I receive from it when I attend it. I go in one way and come out another way. I come out revitalized. I come out energized. I come out with my purpose and a clear focus. I come out of that retreat with a smile on my face that lasts to the next retreat. I may have some moments, but I'm not down. I'm not knocked down where I can't get up, but I do have moments. But when I can reflect back on what I learned from that retreat, it re-energizes me again. And you bring material away. Not only in your mindset and everything, but physically, there are people there to offer you so much, and even tangible material, books, tapes, lectures, photos bring back memories. Like a picture can speak 1,000 words. And then to get together at the end of the retreat and relax and reflect back on the 70s. I told Val, I said, you have so much here. to offer people at the Soul Retreat, that it needs to be marketed worldwide, really, because the people that you bring in and what they provide and what the people that come in, what they receive when they leave for such a small amount of money. You got the beach, you got the sun, you got the emotional support, you got the mental support, and it doesn't break you financially to attend this retreat. I love it.
Yeah.
And I'm not
just
saying it because I'm her co-host. I'm saying it because of what I gained from it in attending it.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I'm going to have some of our former attendees and some of our guests that will be on the show come and talk about the retreat because, like I said, it's so much that I want to do for individuals. The retreat is not for survivors of domestic violence or if you're in the midst of domestic violence. It is for individuals, as you say. It's, you know, connecting with that soul purpose. What is it that's going on in your life right now that's hindering you from walking in your purpose? What needs do you have to walk in purpose for you to tap into that purpose? Because there's, you know, you're always one person away from a breakthrough. There could be somebody in that room that can be able to supplement whatever that dream is that you have, and you've been sitting on the wayside trying to figure out how instead of focusing on the why it's necessary. Why is it necessary for me to do or to even dream and make it come into reality? Well, simply, it's not about you. And see, the thing is, when we think that our purpose is about us, that's when we fail to act, and that's the difference between the have and the have-nots. The people that have make it happen, and the have-nots watch other people's dreams happening.
Yeah.
And that's the difference between that, and this is why Soul Retreat, I feel, is one of the most, I'd say, exciting times for me, the most giving time that I can, you know, share with individuals for them to, it's just that I just want so much for individuals to be free, to be able to think. And Shirley and Michelle, if it had not been for me reading personal development books and reading outside of where I was, I wouldn't have been able to be the entrepreneur that I am now. You know, we get hindered in life because we don't read. They say if you want to see somebody educated, get to the next level, the thing is you can't put it in a book because we won't read it. And we won't listen to personal development material. We'll sit around and listen to boom, 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 and music where it's derating our men and our women, but won't educate ourselves so that we can be empowered to live our dream. And that's where the problem starts. So at this retreat, it is imperative to those of you that are looking to go into a nebula, looking for that season of change to come. And it's only $97 for 2 days. And the speakers that I have, they are the best. I tell you, I don't second chance or get mediocre speakers. I get the very best to pour into the hearts of individuals because I want change. I want you elevated. I want you to succeed. I want you to be the head of your household. I want you to be functioning and generating income. I want you to be living and loving. And I put it at different hotels and very nice five-star places because everyday people don't get a chance to do that. They don't go to a hotel. Some people have never been to a hotel on the beach. Some people have never stayed at a nice hotel. They stayed at Circle 8 or Howard Johnson or Days Inn, but never stayed at a good hotel. I got hotel rooms on the beach for $108. And I did it because I want people to elevate their minds to know that things are possible. We live in a world with unlimited possibilities. And until we can embrace it, till we can see it, you know, some people won't be able to shift and move until they see it. So I wanted to put an atmosphere in place where they can see it. Iron sharpens iron. When you're in the room with people that are on the same level or just above you or way above you, you'll want to strive to be more. Everybody that we can is on the same level. There's no big eyes and little U's. Everybody is on the same level. We forge friendships and individuals that have been to every, I've been doing it for 7 years, there have been people that have come to the retreat that have been every single year and supported it because they look forward to it as their vacation time, and they look to learn whatever new things that they can learn to cause that shift, that season of change.
Yeah.
So, Shirley, I can't wait to see you. It's a couple of more weeks, and I'll see you.
I know. I'm so looking forward to it.
And I know a lot of people, you know, they're excited about the whole retreat, but they're even more excited when it comes to the party, the 70s party. Well, see, that's the thing. It's the climax of the event, because I feel that once you've been empowered and inspired to do something different than what you've been doing, stop living a life in insanity, doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result, when you come to the realization that you can't live like that and you tap into that why of your life or why it has to be, then you can celebrate. So why not celebrate with afros and stilettos?
All right.
And so Michelle,
doing this.
Michelle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so being that you have, you have any questions for me or Shirley as it relates to who we are and why we do what we do?
Absolutely. I think more than anything, one of my first questions for you would definitely have been, what inspired you to start this foundation? But as I listened, I think I have a little bit of idea more, you know, as to why you did this. However, if you don't mind, on both ends, both Shirley and Valerie, I would like for you both to expand a little bit more. Maybe we could begin first with Shirley, since I've never heard your story that much, as to why, how you, when you were going through your domestic violence in the relationship,
mm-hmm.
What did you did you feel like you reached the moment where you simply had enough?
It was when my child actually brought, you know, it was like a light came on when he said to me, "I don't want to live here anymore." And he was only 3 years old. He said, "I do not want to live here anymore." And I said, "Why?" He said, "Because you guys fight. And I don't want to live here." And my situation with my case was, my mom died when I was 18. And I became an instant mother of five siblings. I have five brothers and a sister, so it was six of them. And my sister was pregnant, and she had her child 2 weeks. It was born 1 week after my mother's funeral, but 2 weeks after her death. And she was still in high school. So I sent her back to school after being home for a couple weeks. And I raised her child for the first 2 years of his life. I had no children at the time. And then I became pregnant when I got engaged, because he wanted to become that father figure. Even though my father was still alive, he wanted to be there with me to help raise the children, because my dad was working a lot. And then because 2 years after my mother died. My father was killed in a car accident. A car hit him. And so I became mother, father to five younger siblings at the time. My sister had became 18 by that time. And he wanted to, as he said, help me out with them. But it became very violent. And the type of violence where it was sneak attacks, I called them. I would be asleep. He would think of something or someone would tell him something. He would go in rage, and his rage would be to pounce on me in my sleep. And I would wake up in the emergency room. I'm already asleep, and he would beat me unconscious or kick me in the face or hit me in the face with a chair once when I walked through the door. But it all came to a head when my three-year-old said, I don't want to live here anymore. Wow. And I knew then I had to make a change.
So how long were you married to this man?
Less than 5 years.
Wow.
It was 4.5 years of marriage.
Would you say that the domestic violence started almost immediately?
Immediately after the wedding. It wasn't even, I would say, probably about 2 months. 2 months into the marriage.
Perhaps. You know how sometimes we may see, whether we choose to see it clearly or not, we may have seen like initial signs that say, well, maybe like a red flag. Did you see any prior to your marriage?
Prior to, at the time, I didn't recognize it. And I myself, like Val, did not see it as domestic violence. Did not, it didn't have a name during that time. Yes, there were signs. I didn't know that it was called domestic violence. It was more explained to me, even by one of my older brothers, is that, well, when you first get married, you're getting to know each other by living together. So it can be rough. Sometimes the man gets a little upset. And I'm like, well, how long is this going to last? He said, well, part of the first year, and then it'll get better. And this is advice from my older brother. Then the second year came around. And I'm like, it's not getting any better. He was like, well, you'll be okay. Just hang in there. And then he says, the first 5 years. I said, first 5 years? Oh, no, someone would be dead. And I'm not planning on it being me. And that's when I started fighting back. I was like, no, 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 not this one. I'm not going to die in this. And I felt I had too much. And my child said he wanted to leave. And then when he put a demand on me that I could not spend time with my siblings anymore, I had a baby brother that was only 6 years old at the time he put that demand on me. And I knew then I needed out because they said, this man approaches me again and puts his hand on me again. It's either going to be him going 6 feet under or me. Because I got to the point where I started fighting back. And when I say fighting back, taking shoes off, beating him with my shoes, anything I could get my hand on. If he hit me from the blind side, he started running. He would hit and run because I started fighting back. And then to the point that I cut him once, and he got 60 stitches. I tried to rip his arm off with a knife. So it was too much.
Oh, so
it's transition and stuff with the seasons of change that we go through. There's always going to be opposition, but it's the way we handle those oppositions that's ultimately going to determine the outcome of our lives. So, you know,
yeah.
Everything is a choice. Just like I said earlier that, you know, once you take ownership of where you are, and your participation in it, what you allow to go on and happen in your life, no change can actually take place. So the transition that we go through on a daily basis, it's actually all about us. It's all about those decisions that we make and those individuals that we choose to surround ourselves with. So those of you that are looking to come to the retreat, you can visit www.fromthesoulofawoman.com. And as I said, it is open to men and women, and it's not just focused around those that are victims of domestic violence. It is a personal development weekend where it's empowering your minds and your spirit so that you can tap into that greater being that's in the inside. Because I believe that everyone was created for greatness. The problem is that we surround ourselves with individuals who are intimidated by the greatness that they know we possess. And the thing is, they know more about who we are than we know about ourselves. And that's where the power struggle begins. That's why the always sabotaging of dreams of individuals is because people recognize the power.
Yeah.
So, Shirley, as we begin to wrap up another Hot Topics from the Soul, do you have any final remarks regarding the season of change that we're going through?
Just that embrace the change, accept the change, and get a clear focus on the shift that is going on in your life. Take the time to do some self-evaluation. And most of all, pray about any direction you go. Do not just go on an instinct.
Don't just go on your instincts. Michelle, any final remarks regarding Soul Retreat 2013? Or if you want to tell more about the magazine, where they'll be able to find it?
Absolutely. This magazine, we're launching actually in November. And you can find us on the Facebook right now at facebook.com/outandaboutpbmag. That's where you'll find information on that. Or we're still working on the website right now. As far as your retreat, I just have to say that I am looking forward to being there so much. And I can just tell just by what I've learned tonight only that it will be an honor and a privilege to be among all of you. And I'll be telling everyone that I can that they should be there, and I'm honored to be there.
Could you tell more about the magazine, about the content, what type of magazine it is?
Absolutely. Out and About magazine, it is a magazine, like I mentioned prior, that it not only features happenings in West Palm Beach, but in all three counties. The goal of the magazine really is, it's starting this fall, featuring local talents, events, charities, artists, different weddings, fashions, entertainment. It's about everything that includes South Florida and what South Florida encompasses. Of course, we're always looking to feature, like I mentioned, different charities, different people, local artists. We do believe that we're a little bit different from the typical magazine in South Florida. The thing that makes us stand out more is that we not just want to focus on perhaps just entertainment. We want everyone to realize what it's like living in South Florida or different. It's more than just the beaches and sand.
Mm-hmm.
The multi culture in Florida needs to be out there. So that's what we're working on.
Excellent. Now, is it an online magazine, or is it going to be hard print cover?
It will be both, digital and hard print. Of course, we're still looking for advertisers, and it will be. We're trying to get the magazines in different, like restaurants and hotels and high-end places, so people will learn about the, you know, just about everything in South Florida. Different businesses will be featured. Each month, our goal is to feature a new business, or not new, another a particular business, a charity, an event, anything that you think is South Florida. Each month, it will be a different feature, different business, and it helps us just go all about and learn more about South Florida itself.
Excellent. You know, I'm always trying to encourage, especially individuals, entrepreneurs that are trying to get to the next level in their life and fulfill their dreams. So I applaud you in working. Who is the owner of the magazine?
It's also by Rhonda Davis.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, and she and I have decided, we both love to write. She has a passion for mostly graphics, and I like to write. So she and I, we actually met earlier this year while we were doing an event. And so we realized that we have the same passion along this magazine. And so we decided to knock our heads together, and so far it's going great.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I look forward to it coming out, and also you highlighting some of the Soul of a Woman Foundation's event, the Soul Retreat, and shedding some light that we're here in the area and we're trying to do a great work in our community to make it better and empower our children.
Absolutely.
So, I wish you well.
Thank you. And likewise in all your endeavors. Thank you for having me tonight. I learned so much. And I can't wait to actually be at the retreat and to meet you later.
Thank you so much. Good night. Okay, so once again, visit website www.fromthesoulofawoman.com to find out more information about Soul Retreat 2013 with Danielle Knox, Dr. Clarence Granich, Steve Thompson, Alan McDougall, and I may have a special guest for you at the retreat. I'm not going to tell you about it until probably the week of the retreat. So I'm excited about that. I'm always trying to add people to the event to make it a spectacular evening and workshop. So stay tuned in to hear about the surprise guest we will have at the retreat. And give me a call at 954-724-0900. And I still have vendor spaces available for those that want to purchase a table and help sponsor the Soul of a Woman Retreat 2013. And remember, in closing, one of my favorite quotes from Marianne Williamson is, our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate, but our deepest fear is that we are more powerful beyond measure. Good night and God bless, and I look forward to meeting and greeting with you again on next Tuesday. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.